you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And we're talking a lot about love and relationships this month on the Mormon Channel. And February can be an excellent time to reflect and celebrate the great love that we have in our lives. But what if you aren't in a relationship? What if you're single? This can make this month particularly painful for some, and it can be challenging at times while the church is so focused on eternal families and marriages to think that you might fall short of the Lord's expectations for you. Well, way back in 1989, President Hinckley had an important message to share with singles who might feel this way. He said, "Somehow we have put a badge on a very important group in the church. It reads, singles. I wish we would not do that. You are individuals, men and women, sons and daughters of God, not a mass of lookalikes or do-alikes. Because you do not happen to be married does not make you essentially different from others. You are just as important as any others in the scheme of our Father in heaven, and under his mercy, no blessing to which you otherwise might be entitled will forever be withheld from you. You are precious and important to him. You are precious and important to the church. You are precious and important to all of us." I know I have several female family members and friends who are still single, either by divorce, being widowed, or just having not found the right person yet in this life. But these noble, spiritual, strong women have had a huge impact on me and have taught me such a great deal about love and relationships. And it can really be difficult to wait on the Lord for these blessings of marriage and family. And in a recent Christian blog post by an author named Anna Baczynski, she offers this advice about being patient for blessings and answers to come to us from the Lord. She says, "The Lord kept Moses in a desert for 40 years, Joseph in a prison cell for 10 years, Abraham without a child for 100 years, and David on the run for 15 years. And maybe he is keeping you right where you're at for the same reason he kept these people waiting for so many years, to build their faith, to build dependence on him, to see how well you will trust and serve him when you are still stuck in the background somewhere doing seemingly nothing too significant for him, to build your trust in him when the storm keeps raging and the battle keeps going and breakthrough and victory doesn't seem near, that we learn to only depend on him." It's just so important to realize we can't lose faith, no matter what our circumstances are, because the Lord's promises always come true. Maybe not when we want them to, but they will happen for us. So this Valentine's Day, let's not focus so much on what we don't have right now, but celebrate the love that we do have with our friends and family, and most importantly, with our Savior Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father. So for more information on how to strengthen faith or relationships of any kind, visit mormonchannel.org for podcasts, videos, blog posts, and other helpful content. The quote of the day comes from President Thomas S. Monson, and he says, "Each of you, single or married, regardless of age, has the opportunity to learn and to grow. Expand your knowledge, both intellectual and spiritual, to the full stature of your divine potential." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.